podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
But along those lines, I wanted to talk to you guys about something regarding hot weather. For years and years, I've wanted to get a hammock. Does that sound ridiculous? Is that a silly thing to want?
Oh, why?
I don't know. Heaven. It just seems like a fun thing for me to have for those. And I know exactly where at my house I would put it. It would have to be one of those that comes with a...
like its own stand.
On a stand, because I don't have the tree area to put one up. And I know exactly where I would put it. And then that little voice in my head says... Yeah, it does.
Lay on me, man.
No.
Grab a book and relax,
Dom. No, the little voice is saying, Dom, you will spend good money, and then this will sit here and gather dust.
Aww.
I'm afraid that it's going to be one of the... it will be like the ping pong table for many of our listeners. They get so excited to get a pool table or ping pong table, and then they just end up folding laundry on
it. You'll use it probably steady for maybe a month, I'm thinking. You'll be out there for a month, and then it'll just sit. And then your friends will come over and maybe use it.
But doesn't everybody have something that they can point to that they can say, I was so excited to get this, and then I never freaking used it?
A baby. Yeah. Mine's recently, over Christmas, those Beats headphones that I was raving about, I researched them. I think I've used them twice. Just kind of sit in a drawer, and I don't think they're that great. So I don't use them.
Special.
Yeah, they're with my Xbox that I never use too. So.
Right, and I remember the fuss you put up with your wife.
I lusted over that
thing. To get the Xbox. You guys even had a fight over
it. We did, and now it's just sitting there with a layer of dust
on
it.
And as I recall, your wife Nicole said, you're going to end up not using this.
Maybe.
You
I don't
laughed
know.
In her
I don't
face.
Recall that at all. No.
Pull up the tapes.
Emily?
Mine, too, was from around Christmas. And actually, so Gentleman Caller got it for me. He was so excited. He got me these Marilyn Monroe prints, and they're on canvas, and so they look really cool and kind of retro. But, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, build a frame, and we'll put them up, and it'll be fantastic. You love Marilyn Monroe. And they're still sitting rolled up against our bookshelf, waiting for the frame, waiting for the Marilyn to be splashed on the walls. Just sitting there, rolled up.
Never happened.
Just kind of looks like trash in the living room.
So what we're going to do is a little community forum again today, because we love to do these, to make everyone who's listening feel better that you are not alone. What is it that you were so excited to get, but now it only collects dust?
Should we eliminate like treadmills and stuff right
please.
Off the bat?
We're going to say no exercise equipment allowed. Unless.
The gazelle.
Unless it is an unusual piece of exercise equipment.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, but not the traditional...
treadmill, elliptical.
Right.
Yeah,
we know, get it. We know you guys aren't using those.
Yeah. Just look around.
You got to hang that blazer somewhere.
Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So you can relate with what we're talking about here. What did you get so excited to buy, and now it's just collecting dust?
I completely threw a fit. We had built a brand new house, and I needed a nice outdoor patio set because we were going to eat dinner outside all the time, and it sat there for a few years, and we've never used it.
Right.
Yeah. There's bugs outside.
You know, it is funny that people always have these grand plans to dine al fresco, right? They're going to be eating outside every night, but, you know, it's raining or it's windy.
The table gets dirty.
Get your hair in the food.
How much did that set cost you, Liz?
You know, it was only a few hundred dollars, but... still, my husband, I mean, I had to have a specific one, too, and he gives me grief to this day.
Yeah. Thank you for cleaning that up. Liz, have a great day.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show. Yeah, you know, sometimes people pay thousands for those out there.
Right.
All the fancy ones, yeah.
Yeah. Here comes Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So what was it that you just had to have, and now you never use it?
Well, I get very hot at night, and in my stage of life, my late 40s, I started to get even hotter, and so I ordered a fan that was supposed to keep you cool while you sleep, and I used it maybe 3 or 4 times, and all it did was make my feet cold, but it didn't really extend to the rest of me.
Wait a minute, so you're telling me that this is a menopause fan?
Yeah, perimenopause fan.
Ah, right.
There's a difference.
Get that straight, Dom. The perimenopause fan.
Yes, but it's also for, you know, some people just run warm at night.
My husband gets very hot at night.
So.
Well, you know, you could maybe put an ad on Craigslist or something for the perimenopause fan, and you'll get some other sucker to buy it.
Right.
Huh?
People with really warm feet, because you said it cools your feet down, so there you go.
Susan, have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Stay cool, okay? Stay cool. Here's Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Good morning.
So what? Oh, I need you to speak up. Use your big outdoor voice for me, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is the item that you just had to have?
Well, my husband thought it would be great to have a person, one of those small individual personal pontoons to go fishing with.
Okay.
So he talked me into letting him get it, and he's used it one time, and we've had it about 6 years.
Oh, that's a crime.
One time.
One time in 6 years.
Well, you have to blow it, like inflate it, so we'd have to, you know, bring our little, when we go camping, we have those,
it's
you
like
know,
one compressor.
That you plug into the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of a pain, but I'm like, you wanted it, and yeah, it sits in our garage on top of our fridge out there. And
right. Mocking you.
It'll look good in a garage sale.
Yeah. Well, we tried to sell it. People are like, what's that? I'm like, yeah.
They don't even want it.
They're personalized pontoon, you know? I have no idea what those cost. What did that cost?
Oh, a couple hundred. Yeah. It wasn't terribly expensive, but still.
Vicky, have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Linda. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
So what was it you had to have?
I had to have a Roomba robot vacuum cleaner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Saw it on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually little cats ride along on the Roombas.
That's right.
It's the one that just vacuums by itself, right? Back and forth. And
well, that's the idea, yeah.
Oh, what happened?
High-centered?
Well, you know, it would get stuck and my dogs would just bark at it, and I think I might have used it a handful of times and finally just figured out it was easier just to vacuum.
Yep. You could probably make it into some sort of crafty thing. Don't you think you use it as a craft?
Or a serving tray for drinks, for cocktails.
Or comes like a prop in a play, maybe.
How much does a Roomba cost?
I think at the time, this was probably 7 or 8 years ago. I think at the time it was like $300.
Holy cow.
I don't even know if they still make them anymore.
I have no idea.
Maybe they're better now.
Yeah, if they know what they're doing now.
They've been programmed differently. Linda, have a
Goodwill shopper has it now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate you being on the show. Do we have time for one more?
We've got to.
Hello, Barbie.
Hi, guys.
So, hi, Barbie. You had to have it, and now it collects dust.
Pink
what is
Corvette.
It?
Yeah, so I have 6 kids, so I was like, oh, I'm going to get these hot dog slicers. I can't wait to have these hot dog slicers. They come with a little bowl attached to them where you can put your ketchup and everything. And so I bought 12 of them.
Wait. Hold on a second. What the hell is a hot dog slicer? Isn't that just a knife?
No, it's like this little tray that has this plastic thing that you put on top. And it slices your hot dog into perfect little slices.
That's
pretty cool.
And
you have a little dunking bowl.
Well, like I said, wouldn't that just be a knife?
This is all at once, though. It's a time saver, Dom.
You're right. And it's not cute or cool.
Oh, I see. So the knife wouldn't have the cute factor that your kids wanted.
And she needed 12 of them.
Yeah, they didn't like them. They don't ever use them.
So what did you do? You got like 2 for each of your kids?
Right. Because usually they eat like 2 hot dogs a piece.
Can't reuse.
This is why people around the world hate us.
The terrorists have won.
Terrorists. Yeah. This is why terrorists hate us, because Barbie's buying 2 hot dog slicers per child.
Kid.
Oh, you are a nut. Thanks for being on the show.
Sure.
She even knows right now.
Okay, so curiosity got the better of us, and Jeremy had to look up the hot dog slicer.
It looks like a dog, okay? There's a little tray.
It's
you
like
lay your
dachshund.
Hot dog in
right.
it, and then there's a dachshund capper that goes, you push down on the hot dog, and it slices it. $6 each.
And she bought 12, so she spent $70.
On hot dog slicers.
Uh-huh. But shaped like
a wiener dog.
That is worth.
They're pretty cool looking, I'm going to say. It's something that I would probably
I can't
buy.
Believe her kids don't use those every single day.
And here's the thing for you to think about. Somebody made $1 million.
Yes.
Somebody is living a life of luxury because they came up with a little plastic piece of crap.
An 8-year-old probably designed
shaped
that.
Like a dachshund that slices your wiener for you.
Or a disgruntled wife.
Use as directed.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.